Ervin per gimel mishnechas va'odam Rabbi Yehuda masna adam al kalkal biyantef harishin va'ochel b'sheni. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rav explains, we're going on Rosh Hashanah also. Then on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, one can separate trumas from the tevel. What he would actually say is that if today is chol, so he's being mafresh truma. But if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is really yantif, then what he's really doing is he cannot be mafresh trumas on yantif. Rather, he's just setting it aside, but his words don't mean anything and he's not being mafresh truma at all. But then comes along the second day, and on the next day of yantif, he would do the same thing. He would go to the fruit that was already separated and he would say on this fruit that if the first day was yantif and he was not mafresh trumas on yantif, he still would say that which I was mafresh yesterday when I didn't really do anything because yesterday was kodesh, because yesterday was yontif. Today, I'm actually being mafresh the truma onto what I separated yesterday. And if today, the second day of yontif, is really the day of yontif, and the first day was really chol, so he was already mafresh trumas on yontif because that's what he said yesterday. Yesterday he said that if it was chol, he was being mafresh trumas yesterday. So Mamanav Shach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since, like Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, that Rosh Hashanah is two separate days, one inevitably on the second day of yontif would be able to eat from the chol because the truma, whether it was done the first day or the second day, there was already hafrashas truma done. Now, the Chum who disagree, the Chum is Rabbi Yossi, and the reason Rabbi Yossi holds that it's no good is because Rosh Hashanah is considered one day. It's one long day. And therefore, one cannot do this. Similarly, the second case in the Mishnah, V'chein beitzah shenol berishon te'ochel b'sheni, an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can eat it on the second day. V'lo yehoidu lo chacham, the Chum didn't agree with him. Why not? Because it's the same idea. So beitzah shenol b'yontif is also because of muktzah, it's nolad. But if it's two separate days of Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Yehuda held, so therefore, the second day inevitably is going to be mutter, because even if the first day was yontif, and it was born on the first day, so it was only muktzah that day, but on the second day, it's no longer yontif, so it's fine. And if the first day was chol, so it was born on chol, so it's not a problem of muktzah at all, because it's born when it wasn't yontif. And then the second day that's yontif, it's fine. But the Chum disagreed, because according to the Chum, if it's looked at Rosh Hashanah as one long kedusha, as one long yontif, then no matter what, this egg was born on yontif, and it's aser because of muksa, and that's why the Chum asered this egg. However, on Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golius, on other Yom Tovim, the Rav says that they agreed with Rabbi Yehuda that it's Shtei Kedushos, and then on the second day of Yontif, one would be allowed to eat the egg if it was born on the first day of Yontif.